This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, July 17th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon between 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to know about your health from a conservative point of view. What does that mean? No drugs, no surgery. Perhaps you've tried and you've done all kinds of things and you come up with the same old because, you know, it's failed in the past. Well, call 888-630-9628. That's 888-630-9628. Five, I guess. I did that wrong. 888-630-9625. You know, it's one of those days. The brain has not totally fully engaged at the level where numbers are working for me today, but that's okay. I mean, we'll get you on the lines anyway at 888-630-9625. We have a program that we're going to talk about because it's summertime, and a lot of you are outside, and you're trying to make up for many, many months of doing absolutely positively nothing. What's that called? Exercise. And you're getting hurt and, you know, you're doing little things. You're maybe going just for a walk, or some of you don't exercise at all. And some of you are exercising above and beyond. Your training methods are skewed. They're not appropriate for your age. They're not appropriate for your condition. They're not appropriate for your body's ability to adapt and recover. And see, the thing that is that we all are athletes. No matter who you are, we have athletes in the home, we have athletes in industry, we have athletes who are striving for the optimum and ultimate prizes. We have the Olympics coming up this next month. But we're all similar in application. And we're going to talk about the athlete's triad of dysfunction. So I want you to understand this is really about all of us. And because, you know, at the end of the day, the best thing you can do for yourself is not be sedentary. And unfortunately, we have become an extremely sedentary society and everything goes down the tube. So we're going to talk about the athlete's triad of dysfunction. And in studio to discuss that, one of my colleagues, Dr. Robert Ciprian, who is going to present this program this Wednesday, July 20th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And he's going to show you why that some of you are doing way too much. Some of you are doing not enough. Some of you need to understand that if you want to have a life worth living, that exercise is something that you can't skip. You have to. Matter of fact, I'm going to just tell you one real quick thing. Years ago, you know, those of you who are of the age can remember the original nutritionists, people like Carlton Fredericks and Adele Davis and so forth. And, you know, what they said is that you can cheat on your diet occasionally. Once in a while, never, ever, ever cheat on your exercise. Dr. Ciprian, welcome.
Hi there.
Listen, you know, this is something that, you know, has to evoke interest because a lot of people have this tire around their belly and they can't get rid of it. And they've been exercising. And, you know, some of them, you know, they exercise and they feel worse. You know, they get done and they feel like they want to take a nap afterwards, and that's not okay. Some people start exercising a little bit and they get hurt. So I know you're going to talk about a lot of that, not only today, but Wednesday evening. But let's, you know, talk us through first, you know, the athlete's triad of dysfunction. What does that really mean?
Well, there's a lot of things that, a lot of basics that people don't consider when they're starting to get more physical, they're starting to work out. So one major thing with the triad of dysfunction is what we call aerobic function in the body. And this is just the metabolism of how your body produces energy and how your muscles work.
You know, it's an interesting situation. I exercise on a fairly regular basis. I do a combination of all kinds of things. I do martial arts, and I still do some strength training and so forth. And actually, recently, I've been working with my godson, who is a 17-year-old at Herndon High School, and we've been meeting like 3-4 days a week, and I'm trying to train him, but in the meantime, that I'm pushing myself as well. But here I am, and you've seen me limping around the office. It's like the old body just doesn't want to take that level of productivity. This has to do with a lot of people.
A lot of people. A lot of people have to just do some really bare basics, and it's not really all that hard sometimes. You know, people just think, oh, I should be getting in a gym, lifting weights, doing classes. But sometimes basic things like just walking several times a week is what someone needs as a good base for their body.
So let's talk about the application of this. You know, people want to have, they exercise because they want energy. They exercise because they want to look good.
Mm-hmm.
They exercise because they want to have some strength, because if you lose your legs, you know, as you get older, you have nothing. If you don't have any legs when you're young, you're a sedentary creature sitting at some kind of device and not moving forward. So let's take it apart. Let's go through the process of, first of all, why is exercise necessary for all of us?
Well, basically, if you don't use it, you lose it. So we're meant to be moving, and we have to move, and that's so important for all of us, not only to keep our bones and muscles strong, but to do things like move our lymphatic system, which is immensely important for our internal well-being of our body, our biochemical well-being.
You know, when we were young and exercising, and there's a lot of young people that are listening to this program, you know, you could do a little bit, and it's like recovery time is there. When you get older, it takes a whole lot more, but you can get it back. So, you know, you talked about the triad of dysfunction. Let's start picking that up. That, you know, that leans us to a place that there's three things that we're overlooking or we're not maximizing in any kind of exercise. And we said all of us are athletes across the board. So what is the triad of dysfunction?
All right. So number one, we had aerobic function in the body. That means just getting a very low activity going so your aerobic metabolism could work well. Number two is what you were just talking about. As we get older, we don't recover as well. And that has something to do with the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands, they just get worn out with stress of life. And if they're not taken care of, we can't recover as well anymore.
So the slings and arrows of our triad, what we call injury patterns and biochemistry and stress, all of those are maladaptive patterns that are not quite as easily fixable as we get older.
Yes, yes, yes. And it has a lot to do with diet, has a lot to do of just taking care of ourselves, getting, you know, if our joints are out of place, if we have some that subluxations going on, to get those things corrected, working on emotional well-being, those all add to the adrenal gland stress too.
Should everybody exercise?
Yes, it's in a different way, though. Everyone's different and should exercise in different ways, but everyone should be exercising.
So you have a patient that, you know, or anybody out there listening to us that is in constant pain. They're in chronic pain. They've done a lot of different things. So is this model applicable to that patient?
It is, definitely, and would actually help with their pain and their inflammation.
So when you have somebody who is, you know, is dysfunctional. I got to be very careful how I use that. So they're not, you know, their body's not stepping up to the mark the way that, where they should. And, you know, let me preempt it, but we know that, you know, metabolism starts shutting down over a period of many years. From, you know, from the time that we're 20 to retirement age, some authors say that metabolism will shut down somewhere between 10 to 15 plus percentage. And, you know, people complain that no matter how hard I work out, it doesn't seem to burn this fat off. So let's talk about the athlete that not only a conditioned athlete, supposedly, that works out way too hard. And so I'm giving away part of the story, but that belly fat doesn't go away. But the person who wants to work out, and because they've got the belly fat and they've got other fat and their metabolism is low and they don't feel good and all the things that go along with that, and they have dysfunction, what, there's a commonality here.
Yes.
What's the commonality?
Well, there's some biochemical imbalances. Now, if someone's doing a moderate amount of exercise, they're not getting results, they're not feeling better, they're not really losing the weight, it could be as simple as an iron deficiency. But then again, it doesn't always mean that you need to take an iron supplement. It can mean that your digestive tract is not working properly to absorb the iron.
So you have to look at basics again.
Yes. We're back to the triad of health always.
So here we are. You know, you're calling this the athlete's triad of dysfunction. And, you know, the people that are home, they're listening to the program and they say, well, I don't work out at all. You know, but you're working out. You're moving things. You're doing things. You're cleaning the house. You're getting into the car. You're going. Your movement is an athletic performance at any kind of level. And the thing of it is that we want to maximize that activity. We want to maximize the capacity for the human frame to be able to work. So we talked about, let's talk about this energy pathway cycle. You know, we call it aerobic metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where it's transporting oxygen into the system. And, you know, we do this pulse ox monitor, which is oxygen saturation, you know, for somebody. And some are good and some are bad and some are in between. But that's not the whole story. What is it about aerobic activity that is necessary, and what do we have to do to make sure that we support it?
Well, what is really important is to have a nice, regular, low-level type of movement exercise. When you have a much slower movement, you stimulate more of that aerobic activity. Of course, all the biochemical pathways and everything's working right. You want to stimulate and get it what they say is a good aerobic base, and then you could do, you know, things are going to feel better then, your injuries are going to heal better, you have more energy, you're going to lose more weight, but you need that as a base before you even try to do anything else more extreme than that, like if someone is going to lift weights or something like that.
So aerobic base, we're still talking about oxygen transport converting into energy in the body.
Yes.
Okay. So we have to have that because most people have no aerobic capacity. They can't even walk up a flight of stairs, right?
Yes, yeah.
So we want people to be athletic, and we're going to get into overtraining as well. But let's talk about that one piece. How can anybody who says, you know, I've been sitting on my duff for all these years, that's a self-admission, not to me, but I'm talking to our readers there, our listeners, how do they get started? How do they know they can? How do they, you know, is it possible at any age, or is it one of these things that, you know, time goes by, it's too late?
No, at any age, this is possible. And what I tell people is a really good bare minimum that you could do that actually is quite adequate for a lot of people. It's just walking 20 minutes three times a week. And of course, you know, if you're in such a poor state of health that is a problem, you need to go and get fixed up to a certain level of health where you can start doing that. But that's a basic, amount is just walking 20 minutes three times a week.
So you're kinder than I am because I tell everybody to get out and walk 2 miles every day. And if they do that, they decrease the risk of dying from anything by 50%, which is a true statistic, by the way. And nobody's talking about time frames here with the 2 miles where, you know, you're giving them an actual exercise program to get out and go and, you know, just walk. And in both situations, by the way, we're not telling you how fast to walk.
No.
We're just telling you go walk.
Yep.
And get out there and start doing those things. But you can at any age become an athlete. You know, they've done studies, and something I'll talk to you about, where people who've never exercised a day in their life, and they take them at age 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they start slowly, incrementally begin to build their neuromuscular strength, and they develop strength of people who were in their 20s and 30s.
Our bodies are an amazing mechanism. It's one of the most amazing machines you could ever imagine. You put it to work and you put your mind, the right biochemistry behind it, and the physical movement behind it, and it does amazing things.
My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rizal Center for Healing, Dr. Robert Ciprian. He's going to be talking to you about athletic performance, or as he calls it, the triad of dysfunction when it comes to any kind of athletic application. If you're a trained athlete and you want to know how to get better and not overwork yourself to a place where you're going to sustain injury, or you're somebody that's just getting started, or somebody wants to know how to get rid of things by athletic application, this is a program that you don't want to miss. It's designed especially for you. All you have to do is call the Rizal Center for Healing at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal live in studio on this beautiful summer day. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rizal Center for Healing, Dr. Robert Ciprian. He's going to be talking about a very interesting subject called the athlete's triad of dysfunction. Dysfunction. That means that something ain't working the way it's supposed to, Doc. So let's talk about that a little bit. We said a little bit about, you know, aerobic capacity. We talked a little bit about, you know, everything kind of shutting down, guys overtraining because they push it. I said in, you know, the beginning of the program that a lot of times people will experience they go out and exercise. And instead of achieving the end product of feeling good and feeling stronger, they actually feel more debilitated. They actually feel like, you know, they need to take a nap for about 3 hours. Why?
Well, again, back to the metabolisms of the body. If that aerobic function in the body, getting the oxygen through the blood to the tissues, if there's some blocks in that pathway, if you're exercising in the wrong way where you're not stimulating that, you're not getting energy. And it can actually wipe you out for a couple of days after you exercise.
Doesn't seem fair.
No, it's not. I did all this work and I feel awful.
I know. You get out there and you try to do something healthy for yourself and it doesn't work. But, you know, the thing that we talked about, and that's part of that aerobic pathway, is that belly fat, that cortisol that stores. And cortisol is a stress hormone. And you talked a little bit earlier about the adrenal system, that fight flight gland that sits on top of the kidneys and puts out a lot of the hormones that we need for this. We know that exercise is something that we all should be doing. And talk about the athlete. You know, we're going to get into, you know, us normal creatures in a little bit, but let's talk about the athlete that is exercising over time and where you got your dysfunctional program from. What happens with these guys? What do you mean by overexercising? Is it blatant overexercise, or is it just overexercising, you know, for what they're trying to achieve?
Well, it's on all different levels. So it could just be that they aren't doing the right things at the right time for exercise, or it could be that they're just way overtraining. I've seen people exercising 7 days a week, going to about 10 different types of classes or self-workouts, and they're complaining, I'm not losing weight, I have more and more musculoskeletal pains. Because what Dr. Maffetone talks about, who's part of our organization, is exercise equals workout plus rest. You got to let the body rest to get the benefit of your exercise. Now, also, people need to do a warm-up and a cool-down to transition your body from whatever you're doing. So you got to start getting the blood flowing through the muscles and away from the organs. You got to increase that a little bit, a little bit, a little bit at a time, about a 10-15 minute warm-up, and then do your exercise. And then when you're done, you got to cool yourself back down to get the blood again out of your workout routine, which are going to be more in the muscles, and back into the normal body functions and the organs to work properly again. When you do that, you get much more benefit from your exercise, and you don't create more stress for the adrenal glands.
So it's not necessarily the intensity of the exercise, but it's the entire cycle of warm-up, maximization, and then stretch and cool down, that you have to have that complete cycle to maximize anything that you're doing.
Yeah, because otherwise you're not going to get the benefits of the blood flow and the oxygenation to the right places. And also you're just creating more of that adrenal gland stress. Like, I see people get out of their car, get into the gym, get on the treadmill and start running, you know, 8 miles an hour right away. And their adrenal glands are screaming like they're getting chased by a grizzly bear. If you don't warm yourself up gently and get the blood in the right places and get your autonomic nervous system in the right function, you're just creating stress for yourself, and it's going to lead to injuries and loss of energy. And also, you're not going to be burning the body fat. You're only going to be burning sugar.
And that's not what we want to get done.
No.
No, we want to convert that body fat to glucose, and that glucose then is shunted into the muscles and so forth. And that's where we get in trouble. And we get in trouble at every age and every level of fitness across the board. You know, people who, and again, I want to go back to what I said earlier in the program, is that we are all athletes no matter what we're doing. Some of us are very elite athletes. We're professional athletes getting ready for the Olympics. We're, you know, over the top and pushing and so forth. And we are athletes in our workplaces. We're athletes in our homes. We do the different things. We're out mowing the lawn. That's an athletic performance. We're out trying to snip and trim bushes. We're squatted down pulling things out of the garden. Those are athletic performances, and we don't understand that it is, and we wonder why we hurt, and we do it too much. A lot of patients will tell me that, you know, I hate mowing lawns and doing that kind of stuff. You know, I used to torture my children. That was their job to do, not mine. But the bottom line is that if you don't, and even going out and doing simple things, if you don't prepare to do those things and you don't take a moment to allow your body to rest and recuperate, that you're going to injure something. So we're talking about the athlete's triad of dysfunction, and we're going to talk about elite athletes as we go through the program. We're going to talk about you and athletic performance. We're going to talk about how we can all benefit from this and increase our growth hormone and increase our lifespan, actually. We're coming up to a break, and don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, my guest in studio, Dr. Robert Ciprian, your host this Wednesday evening. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're in studio. Call us, 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday, July the 20th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Robert Ciprian. He's going to be talking about athletes' triad of dysfunction. Look, we're all athletes. It's a great title, but what it means is that if, you know, you're exercising at any level at all, you're trying to do something, you're trying to start an exercise program, but you're hurting and you can't figure out why you do little things and it causes your body not to function the way you wanted. You're exercising, you still can't get that belly fat off. You're exercising, you can't get your energy up. You're exercising, you're hurt all over the place. And exercise, we're talking about little stuff, just simply walking and stretching, and it's not doing it for you. This is a program that you really need to attend. Call 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. Tell the staff at the Rozelle Center for Healing that you want to attend Dr. Ciprian's program this Wednesday evening. You know, it's summertime. A lot of you are doing things that you normally don't do, and you're wondering why you're breaking down. This is an opportunity to figure it out. Let's go to the phones because we've got people that have been waiting. Dottie, let me take your question. Thank you for holding. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being on the air with you and being able to ask. Exercise can, I think, work into this subject I'm bringing up, but not directly. Polymyalgia, are you very familiar with that term these days?
Polymyalgia rheumatica, very, very familiar with it.
And prednisone is what the mainstream often...
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, standard of care is to go after something by decreasing the inflammatory process without asking the question why the inflammatory process is there in the first place. And so you're getting a lot of patients now who have a lot of joint pain and stiffness, and they do something and they hurt and so forth, and they're calling, well, you've got poly, meaning many, myalgia, meaning muscle pain. And rheumatica, they're saying, well, it's a rheumatoid type of problem. We could spend the rest of the program on it because I have exception to their statements. There's certain conditions that are autoimmune related. There are certain conditions that are allergic and gut related. There are conditions that, because the structural system itself is not balanced properly, we call it, you know, a spinal lesion or a subluxation pattern. It can step from the cranial bones. You have 22 of them. It can be a pelvic lesion. It can be things in the spine, or it can be repetitive problems. The muscular system, for example, is covered by fascia, just like big heavy saran wrap. And if your vitamin B12 and folic acid levels are not adequate or they're not transporting properly, then the fascial covering of all these things are not going to be, they're not going to lay properly, and they're going to cause muscles to be sore and irritated and inflamed. If your fight-flight system, your adrenal system isn't putting out its own steroid, then because of a stress pattern, either structurally, chemically, or emotionally, then you're going to hurt by doing anything. And the problem is when they give a steroid to fix the problem, you're actually causing further problems and damage because there's a rebound phenomena that that occurs. So,
could I ask a real quick question?
You sure can.
This has been diagnosed for my daughter, and it's been approximately not quite a year yet. She is on the prednisone, and they're reducing the amount she takes, but she's still having, you know, doing better, of course, not feeling so much pain. In order to determine what's really causing hers, does a good blood work up or anything of that nature?
No, how you go after it is that history itself is going to be critical. You start talking about, you look at inoculations, you look at injury patterns, even subtle ones that took place years ago. They're compounded. If they're little guys, they kind of stack on each other because we put up with things. We look at the different medications because they have compounded effects within the system. You look at, you know, the integrity of the intestinal tract. And sometimes, so you're testing for heavy metals, toxic metals, of everything from aluminum to mercury to arsenic and so forth. You're looking at the adrenal glands, and you're seeing what portion of that fight-flight system doesn't work. The salivary testing, mucus testing is the best because it tells you what's actually available in the tissue, not the pool that's sitting in the blood, because you could have enough of a lot of things, but if it doesn't transport into the tissue adequately, it doesn't make a difference at that point.
Well, let me ask very quickly. The mucus testing, I haven't talked to her that she's mentioned anything like that. What should someone do who's in the mainstream with their doctor in order to go after this, so to speak, to really find out the reason she's having these, rather than just take prednisone?
In my experience, mainstream approach to this is not adequate, and it usually fails.
Is there anyone you would recommend? We have to have insurance click into this some, and I do know that, and unfortunately, some people can't afford without insurance. They can't afford to go the other way.
The first thing I would do is, this might be a really good time for her to even come and talk to one of my doctors, Dr. Cyprian, on a Wednesday night. Doesn't cost anything. You as well. Come and show up for the class. Can ask a ton of questions. He'll answer that as well as everything else.
Okay.
And give you the information that you need to have. But it's, in my experience of 40 years, it's something that can be treated very adequately, but you got to find out the why behind it.
Isn't that a new word they're putting out now?
Yeah, it is.
Fibromyalgia.
Yeah, absolutely. All these, they call them by either their alphabet names, or they come up with, all kinds of things that describe symptom processes. It has nothing to do with the why behind it.
Well, you don't want to take the most potent medicine, I would think, just to get away.
No, that's the worst thing you can do, because, like I said, that actually makes it worse.
50 plus a couple of years. So, her life just got a whole new part of her life coming forward.
Dottie, anything we can do to help you, I'd really, love to do that for you. Give us a call, or, the best thing I could do for you right now is encourage you to show up this Wednesday evening. Dr. Cyprian, when we deal with a patient like that, a lot of athletes show up with that type of multiple joint muscle type of pain. They do a little bit, they hurt. Exactly what she's describing.
Yeah, the athletes, that's part of it, push through it. They don't realize that things could be different. They just think that's what they got to do, and they suffer.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be hurting.
No. I mean, a little bit of soreness, but not constant pain.
The number here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject. We have an interesting subject. It's called the athlete's triad of dysfunction. As we said, all of us are athletic. And, whether you move to, you're picking things up off the floor, you're stacking dishes in high counters, you're sweeping the floor with a vacuum, any of those things, really are athletic in its application because you're moving your body. That's what it is. Some at very, very high levels, others at not. Dr. Robert Cyprian will be your presenter this Wednesday evening, and we're talking about that today on the program. Dr. Cyprian, here's the situation. We talked a little earlier before this last call that growth hormone is the thing that makes us solid, protects us, keep joint spaces, solid in many things, along with our fight-flight system, the adrenal system. And we know that the growth hormone, which also relates to our longevity as well indirectly, we can get into telomeres and all that, but we won't do that for right now, but it crashes. So, people don't have the capacity to build. What they don't understand, and I'm going to lead into this with you, is by simply saying it's fixable, correct?
Yes, it is. Very fixable.
So what happens? I mean, we lose about 50% of our growth hormone very quickly. Actually, by the time we're in our late 20s, it's taken a big dip. And then after that, more and more. How does this begin to restore? We're talking about athletic performance. You got to have that to make it work.
Yeah, well, getting the stresses off the body. Again, we talk about the whole adrenal gland stress issue. Find out, is there structural stresses? Is there biochemical deficiencies or biochemical toxins? Are there mental, emotional stresses? That's the first thing to do, is get the system working better again. And as we talked about with this triad, doing the aerobic base functions to get good oxygenation in the body for energy. Number two is the adrenal gland stress. Number three, when you're working out, not to overtrain and make sure you have a good warm up, a good cool down. And that is kind of like the formula. But the big thing again is, as we always talk about, holistic healthcare. the triad of health for structural, biochemical, emotional. That all leads to better growth hormone output, better recovery.
You know, many of our listeners are tennis players. They're golfers. They go out and do heavy walking, you know, during the summertime. They get out and start running because it's good to be outside, right?
Yes.
But they're getting hurt. They come in and their joints start swelling up and their ankles are not working. And, you know, they say, I'd love to be outside. I can't do that anymore. And so how would we begin to repair that person? How would we begin to get them to a place, first identifying what's going on and why they're hurting? And, you know, these are people who are, I call them weekend warriors, mm-hmm. you know, athletic warriors. And, you know, but also, and I train a lot of professional athletes and treat them. The situation is the same with these people. So walk us through that. How do we, one, identify it? Secondly, how do we begin to implement fix into this type of situation?
Sure. Well, something I'm going to be demonstrating on this Wednesday night is how to use the muscles of the body to diagnose what's going on with the metabolisms. So any muscle of the body, you should be able to test it more than 10 times and should stay strong. Now, sometimes you test it 2-3 times and it gives out. So that tells you right there the metabolism isn't working properly. And then we have to figure out how to fix it.
You know, interesting story that you probably remember. Our founder in the specialty that we deal with called applied kinesiology, Dr. George Goodhart, was the first chiropractor, and George's credentials were crazy, you know, but he was the first to be appointed to the U.S. Medical Olympic Committee and team and attending physician at the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid many, many years ago. And what he discovered during that Winter Olympics was absolutely startling and phenomenal. He was watching this ski jumper, and you know how they tuck into, you know, just before they're going to jump off the end of the ramp, he would tuck and he'd bounce, and they'd bounce and they'd bounce, getting ready to explode off the end of that thing, and he would fall. He would never make it, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. All the PTs, all the orthopedic guys, they got him on the table, and they tested and tested and tested, and his muscles were strong. So George thought about it, and we're talking about aerobic metabolism, and he said, well, the thigh muscles, which are going to explode and spring him into the air, are aerobic muscles, and they need something called iron to transport the oxygen into the tissue to maintain its integrity. So George put this guy back on the table, and sure enough, he tests him, and his muscles are strong, and tests and strong, and tests and strong, and tests and strong, up to about a dozen times. His muscles still in a rapid succession, and the muscles were still strong. But when he got out to the 15th, 16th, 17th time, that's when the muscle weakened. And it no longer was able to facilitate what he was trying to do on that ramp. And the inhibition caused the ski jumper to weaken. So we get athletes that do the same thing. So how did he fix it? He actually gave this athlete a little bit of iron and worked on the muscles reapproximating what we call the spindle cell, the actual thing that makes the muscle work. And he was able to compete, and he actually took a third, you know, and the ski jump. So that's phenomenal. But that's an application of what we're talking about right now.
Yes. I mean, so think about it. If you're out going for a run or even just walking the dogs, and say, you know, you're taking about 20 steps and all of a sudden you get a bad knee twinge or something in your low back. And this could be that aerobic deficiency where you use your muscles to a certain point and they just start giving out, and then you get an imbalance in the body.
Yeah, we overlook the basics. And that's what we're talking about. Basic physiology. And unfortunately, it begins to cause damage elsewhere. You know, if you don't have the right nutrient base, or if you have high levels of inflammation and the nutrient base can't transport, or you have injury patterns that don't allow, you know, it's like a car. You put the best oil, the best gasoline and everything in it, but if you can't turn the ignition switch, in the case of the human body, it's called the nervous system, it's not going to work. It doesn't make any difference what you do. And people continue to limp along and get progressively more debilitated, if you will, you know, going through your model of dysfunction. So this Wednesday evening, I know you're going to pick this thing apart, and people are going to be surprised that they can actually restore if they do it the right way. And it's not something that should be ignored. call the office at the Results Center for Healing at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Tell the staff that you'd like to attend Dr. Robert Cyprian's presentation this Wednesday. Remember, by the way, all of these in-house continuing education programs, as we call them affectionately, are our gift to you. There's no charge whatsoever. It is information-based. And we want you to have the tools. We want you to have the capacity. Dr. Cyprian will be there to answer questions afterwards and, you know, to take it apart individually for you and to show you what we can do to help you. So if you'd like to attend, and we encourage you to attend, give us a call and let's make that happen. Dr. Cyprian, we've got, before we come up for our next break, we got about a minute or so here. Let's talk about that next piece in the triad of dysfunction. You called it the triad of dysfunction. What's that final piece?
Well, the final piece was the overtraining part, to make sure you don't overtrain, because that will just break down your body, cause you not to get the oxygenation to your muscles, and you're not going to repair well and build stronger, because exercise, the goal is to always build stronger.
So you get somebody that goes out and, you know, they're doing, like I said, my weekend warriors, and they go back to work and they have the stress of work and they're never giving their body a chance to settle in. I'm using that piece of it. But, but some of us are out there in the summertime and we want to push and, you know, got to go for my run, got to go out and whatever. And they grab their shoes and they go out for a run, but they're never giving their body a chance to repair. And it's that repair process that we're talking about.
Yes.
You need sleep. You need food. You need to be able to relax and put that system back to where it needs to be so it's going to serve you. You know, even professional athletes, whether it's, you know, baseball players or basketball players, the Redskins, they don't push like they used to, because what they found out, if they push too hard, they get more injuries. And that's exactly what we're talking about. We're coming up to a break and we're going to pay attention to people who bring you Dr. Tom Rozell live. When we come back, we're going to kind of put this thing together for you. Dr. Cyprian is going to give you the measure of what he's going to be talking about. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's how you find us, where we're in the studio. And when you want to talk to us when we're not here, you can get to one of the doctors at the Rozell Center for Healing by calling the same number that you're going to call to register for Dr. Cyprian's class at 703-698-7117, or simply go to RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare.com. And remember, we're here every Sunday at the same old time, Eastern Seaboard time, 12 o'clock on the station that you're listening to on the West Coast. We're 3 hours difference and everybody in between. So you do the math, make sure you tell them about us, and we're here to answer your questions anytime we possibly can. Dr. Robert Cyprian.
Yes.
Let's talk about what this class looks like, feels like this Wednesday evening, and why people should be there to get better and get stronger and be able to apply things that they couldn't apply before.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to give out some guidelines, too, for people who are wanting to start more of an aerobic regime, whether it's walking or running. We're going to talk about heart rate monitors, what numbers you should be using. That's very important to make sure you actually are in that aerobic range. You're not going outside of it. Also going to do some demonstrations of how we use the muscle testing as applied kinesiologists to see how your body is responding to exercise and see if you have any deficiencies that are need to be taken care of to get that aerobic function going.
So if you want to find out if you are in that place, he's going to give you a whole lot of data, and he's actually going to test a few things to show you and show you things that you can take home and apply immediately. I mean, really, this is a class that, you know, we get in so much trouble in the summertime because, you know, and we forgot about our bodies all year long, and now we want to become athletic and we want to perform. You know, unfortunately, there's so few of us that do it on a regular basis, and this might be the encouragement that you need, but to do it incrementally so you don't get hurt, no matter what condition you're in, what size you're in, no matter what, you know, what your energy pathways have not produced for you. This is an opportunity to really get it together and perhaps start something that will sustain you, increase your longevity, increase your health and well-being for the rest of your life. All you need to do is call 703-698-7117. Tell them that you'd like to attend. Dr. Robert, you know, we deal with a lot of high-performance athletes, guys that are, you know, guys and girls that are runners and people who are bodybuilders and, you know, people who are just, you know, they're tennis players. They like to get out and they hit that. Let's talk about, you know, these one-sided sports for a minute. Golf, tennis, handball, racquetball, things of that nature, right? Those are deadly and people don't realize it because they are one-sided and they don't do anything else to bring it into the place of maximizing their body's function. Talk about that for a second.
Well, that's why walking is so important, because if you're using your body in one direction repetitively over and over and over again, if you would walk several times a week, it helps balance that body out. And the same thing is true of bicycling. You don't think about bicycling, you're only using the bottom half of your body and the top is not functioning. The body's not used to actually function that way. So again, it's why walking is important, even though you are doing these other types of activities.
You know, it's incredible that we miss basics. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we think that at any point of our life, we can go out and do, we think we're a kid, you know, we go out and play, you know, whatever sport it is that we want to, we get involved. But the bad habits start when we're young, and then they begin to perpetuate themselves as we get older. And we still have, we have a mental headspace of somebody who is in our teens or even younger and sometimes in our 20s. But the fact is that years have caught up with us, and we try to do all these things, and we see the injury patterns, and we see the guys, you know, that think that they're conditioning, they're going out there and they're, you know, they're drinking and they're eating pizza and they're doing all those things, and they're stressed under work, and now they get hurt. And the application of athletic high performance is the same as anything else we want to do, you know. And I can go through and talk to you about the professional athletes and some of the things that they eat and why they get injured the way they do, and they shouldn't be getting injured the way they set it up. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Robert Cyprian, the 20th of July already, 7 p.m. at the Rizal Center for Healing, will be your host and your presenter, and you can ask him anything that you'd like. We're coming up to the short end of the program, unfortunately. We'll see you next week. Love you all. Bye.